across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Yeah, that's me, Virginie Chanté. I'm on the phone with Michelle Henderson. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello.
How are you doing, Michelle?
Yeah, really good, thank you.
Good, good. So, Michelle, you are the regional fundraiser at Parkinson. You are in charge, actually, on the walk as well. We will talk about it later during the show. But before going on to that, can you tell me more about you, you know, since when you've been working there and what is actually your job there?
Yeah, sure. So I'm the regional fundraiser for Parkinson's UK, and I've been at the charity now for over 7 years. It's actually blown by. It's a charity close to my heart because my granddad had Parkinson's when I was very young, so I saw him live with the condition. So mm-hmm. It's really nice for me to now be able to work for the charity and help raise the funds needed to provide the support to people like my granddad who live with the condition.
Yeah, need, absolutely. Can you tell us a bit more about, you know, for our listener, what is Parkinson, briefly?
Yeah, Parkinson's is a progressive neurological condition. So it means it causes problems as the brain gets worse over time. So often people struggle with movement and mobility. And there's lots of other hidden symptoms too. So anxiety and depression, problems with speaking as well, as it affects the vocal cords. Yeah, everyone's different with their Parkinson's diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. And the number, actually, of people diagnosed here in the UK is about, I think, one adult in every 350, correct?
Yeah, that's right. It's about 145,000 people in the UK that are living with Parkinson's. That's about one in 350. And it actually will be about one in 37 of us who will be diagnosed in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Do we know what causes, actually, Parkinson's?
We know that it's caused by a lack of a chemical in the brain called dopamine. Mm-hmm. So it causes those nerve cells to die off in the brain. And once a certain percentage of the nerve cells are lost, then the symptoms of Parkinson's present themselves. Often it's not until 80% of the cells have died that people get the Parkinson's symptoms. But it is irreversible at the moment, which is why we're, you know, desperately investing money in research for a cure for the condition.
Mm. Yeah, definitely, definitely. And does it run in family or?
It's very rare for Parkinson's to run in families. The vast majority of people have what's called idiopathic Parkinson's, so meaning that there's not a known cause for it. So it's only a small percentage of people who we think there's a genetic link for. We do research into this, but at the moment, the vast majority, it's just we don't know who it will affect and when. Mm-hmm. We know it affects people more often of an elder generation, but about 1 in 20 are diagnosed under the age of 50.
Oh, wow.
And in fact, really sadly, someone who's come into the walk at Wandlebury that we'll talk about was diagnosed at 15. So that's ever so young to be diagnosed with a condition like this and to have to live, you know, throughout his life with the symptoms of Parkinson's. So we're there to support everyone, no matter what your age.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, regarding the disease, is it like, you know, different type of disease? But in Parkinson's, precisely, are there different types of Parkinson? Or
It's not really different types. It's quite tricky to explain, but Parkinsonism is a term that covers several conditions, including Parkinson's. So there's other conditions that have similar symptoms to Parkinson's, such as the slow movement and stiffness and problems with walking. Uh-huh. But most people with Parkinsonism is Parkinson's disease. Just people are it's not different types of Parkinson's, but there's other conditions that have similar.
Okay, I see. Okay. So to give a bit of history to our listener, at the beginning, Mally Jenkins founded the Parkinson's Disease Society. It was back in 1969, now Parkinson's UK called. And actually, Mally's sister, Sarah Jenkins, has been living with Parkinson for many years and was cared for at the family home. And Mali looked actually for patient association to help people affected by Parkinson's, but searches of local libraries showed that not such thing existed. So she did some research, and then she created a Parkinson's Disease Society called now Parkinson's UK. And can you tell our listener, what support do you offer?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, 50 years ago, the charity was set up, so it's sort of a bit of an anniversary year for us. And
absolutely.
I know, drawing back to my granddad, there wasn't much support for him, actually, or 25 odd years ago when he lived with the condition. There wasn't any of the support we've got in place now. So now we've got, obviously, the internet, so we've got our website. And we've got on there lots of comprehensive information. So you can search for where you're living and what's local to you. So there might be a local support group that you could meet with. Mm-hmm. We have our Cambridge branch of Parkinson's UK, and they offer things like yoga and social get-togethers. And there'll be members of the Cambridge branch attending the walk. We also have our helpline. So that, again, is on the website. Mm-hmm. And we have a local advisor service. We have Parkinson's nurse specialists that we fund. So obviously specialists in the condition to help work alongside people and advise on things like medication. And we have, well, we're funding lots of research, so that's giving hope to people about finding better medications in the future. And there's lots of information on the website about how you can access your local support services and how Parkinson's UK can help you.
Yeah. So, Michelle, actually, so you are the regional fundraiser at Parkinson, but on top of that, you are in charge of the event. You are organising this Saturday. Can you tell me more about it?
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, my role is to work alongside anyone who wants to fundraise, whether that's an individual, a company or a group, which we really encourage support from. But I'm also organising events myself to really get the members of the general public involved and give people an opportunity to join in and raise some funds for this really important charity. So Wanderbury Country Park on the outskirts of Cambridge is the venue for our walk on Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's a 1.5 or 4.5 mile walk, so nothing too strenuous. We do a shorter distance so that anyone with Parkinson's maybe can come along and join in if
absolutely,
they're able to.
Yeah. Mm.
If not, it's quite a really fun family day. We see lots of children and adults walking together, lots of dogs and their
Parkinson's
t-shirts.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, dogs are welcome. Yoo-hoo!
Absolutely. Everyone loves to come along and walk their dogs. And it's just a really good atmosphere on the day. You know, everyone's in good spirits. They're all wearing their bright blue Parkinson's t-shirts, be given medals, and there's volunteers along the route to help cheer people on and make it a really fun atmosphere on the day.
So if I want to come Saturday, what shall I do? How can I participate to the walk?
Yeah, sadly, online registration now closed on Friday. But
okay.
If you were really keen to register in advance, it's £12 in advance. You could still contact us by emailing fundraising mm-hmm. at parkinson.org.uk. Mm-hmm. If not, do just come along on the day. It's £15 to register on the day, and it's £5 for children.
Okay.
We ask that under 16s are accompanied by an adult. And it starts at 11 o'clock, so it's a quite short distance. You'll be finished by lunchtime. You can take a nice picnic along if it's a nice day. Mm-hmm. But registration opens from 10 o'clock. So we'd ask anyone wanting to register on the day that they get there sometime between 10 and 11 to register with us and to be given, you know, their T-shirts and everything they need for the walk.
Mm-hmm. You talk about the age and how much it costs. And what if I want to volunteer at Parkinson? What can I do and how to proceed? So,
yeah, I mean, we couldn't hold our events without volunteers. All of our marshals that will be pointing people in the right direction on the day are volunteers. So mm-hmm. we could do with a couple more. So if anyone does want to volunteer with us at this event, or, of course, anything else to do with Parkinson's UK, if they, again, could email fundraising@parkinsons.org.uk, someone will respond to that email and I'll be put in touch with any relevant person that wants to put their name forward, and I'll be able to provide full information on how to help out. love to hear from anyone wanting to give their time. It's only a few hours. It would probably be from about 10 o'clock till maybe 12:30 or 1. A really nice way to give your time to make a difference.
Definitely, definitely. Oh, thank you so much, Michelle. I wish you a lovely Saturday, and hopefully, the weather will be nice.
I know. I'm crossing my fingers that the sunshine will continue.
Yes,
really,
please.
Great if it does.
Michelle Anderson.
It'd be great if anyone can come along, no matter what the weather.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're not afraid of, a few drops.
Yeah,
thank you so much, Michelle.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.